Farmland sales may be frequent, but does much of it really get new ownership? How many farmland sales do you attend if the land is selling in your neighborhood? In recent months of high-priced land, they've held as much entertainment value as anything. You'll see neighbors competing for land that'll be the last time they may say anything to each other. You'll see bidders gulp and swallow hard and pay more for an acre of land than they did for their last pickup truck. You'll see sellers go home with the prospect for a payday that they never dreamed of in 50 years of farming. Farmland sales continue to demonstrate that land has an increased value, and that land is continuing to be the dominant input for agriculture. In recent weeks, the number of farm sales have increased, but is that a function of the time of year, or a function of the land market, or a function of the government's financial challenges that may be facing sellers after January 1st? Several years ago, conventional wisdom indicated that about half of 1% of all farmland sold in any given year, compared to stocks, 1% of which sold in any given day. But University of Illinois agricultural economist Bruce Sherrick has studied tens of thousands of land sales in Illinois and has developed a series of trends that will be probably applicable to many other Corn Belt states. Interestingly, Sherrick has found that nearly all of the 102 counties in Illinois record sales of 1.5% to 2.5% of their land in any given year. So the rate of turnover is higher than conventional wisdom of a few years back. The change in acreage size being sold is almost negligible. One of the challenges to reaching that conclusion was the need to define a farm and also eliminate all of the sales that did not occur at an arm's length, such as a sale to a family member. He also eliminated sales of less than 10 acres and more than 1,281 acres, which are frequently not market-based. He also excluded sales of more than $20,000 per acre, particularly around metropolitan areas, which would indicate the land was needed more for development than for farming. That left about 81,000 land sales over the last 12 years, or an average of a little more than 6,700 per year, involving a little over 500,000 acres per year. Sherrick reports that from 1979 to 1999, half of the sales were between relatives, closely correlated with USDA data. Does more land sell closer to the end of the year, so financial issues can maybe be controlled? Sherrick found the first quarter of the year recorded over 2.1 million acres in land transfers, compared to 1.6 million acres sold in the second quarter of the year, 1.1 million acres in the third quarter of the year, and 1.7 million acres in the fourth quarter. That was over a 12-year period. However, that trend is changing significantly, and for the last 2 years, fourth quarter land sales have become dominant, as first quarter land sales have diminished. When Sherrick compiled land sales per county, only two metropolitan Chicago counties had less than 1% in sales per year. But in the counties that form a collar around Chicago, mostly where a lot of people live, very highly populated, a minimum of 2.5% of the farmland changes ownership in any given year. So quite a few of the farms were selling in and around a metropolitan area. There are also small groups of counties in the southeastern part and south-southwestern parts of the state with minimal sales. But nearly all of the rest of Illinois is recorded anywhere from 1.5% to 2.5% of land sold annually. So about, in summary, 2% of farmland transfers ownership in any given year. While most of the sales have been scattered throughout the year in the last decade, the past 2 years have recorded distinct trends for sales to occur in the fourth quarter of the year. I'm Stu Ellis.